Merci Madame la Présidente.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm just trying to get this to work. Can you hear me? Thank you, Madam Chair. Distinguished audience, I would like to address you on behalf of the Global Amazigh Council. I welcome progress made since the adoption of UNDRIP, especially the increase in their participation in UN bodies. However, where we are from in North Africa, in spite of a vote in favor of the declaration, no state recognizes the Amazigh people as an indigenous people. This is the first violation of this declaration and thereby all of the rights stemming from it. Recognition is crucial for full respect of the rights of indigenous peoples. Various Amazigh peoples are facing a genuine genocide with massacres of villages, including women and children. The Kabila people are also undergoing, over the last 3 years, a wave of unprecedented oppression with arbitrary arrests, undermining of all their freedoms, police and legal harassment, speedy and unjust and unfounded trials. This repression is unprecedented and it spares no one. It especially impacts those fighting for human rights, including a co-president of the Amazigh Council. This demonstrates the violence that has been condemned by human rights defense organizations and by the special rapporteur on human rights defenders. But this continues today in Morocco. Human rights defenders for the Amazigh people have been sentenced to 20 years in prison, and the government continues to appropriate collective ancestral lands of Amazigh people, like under French colonialization. In Libya, there is no recognition of Amazigh people as being good Muslims. UN bodies need to adopt recommendations on protection of indigenous peoples and their rights. My question is, on follow-up from these recommendations, we call on MRIP and other bodies to take steps to put an end to state violence targeting Amazigh people and to put pressure on governments to ensure that they comply with their obligations towards the Amazigh people of North Africa and to respect their rights, all of their rights, to exercise full freedom. We also ask MRIP to visit us in our countries to assist us in finding solutions to put an end to injustice and violence. Thank you.